suppose it's inevitable, isn't it? But then she was handed a pretty bad lot, wasn't she? It's Cameron that leads you.
How do you think she's done in the past few years?
Well, not much, because it's all been Brexit, hasn't it? What else has she done? Nothing. She couldn't do.
Do you think this was the right step in order to deliver Brexit?
Deliver it? We don't really want it delivered, do we? Sorry, well, I don't.
And what do you make of potential candidates? Boris Johnson, Michael Gove, Esther McVeigh?
Oh, God, I couldn't think of any... Imagine Boris Johnson and... What's his... Oh, no.
Just absolute shambles. I don't think one of them is worth spit. And if she resigns, who's going to take her place? What? It's dreadful, all of it. I mean, which strong-minded leader do you see out of that group? There isn't any. It's a shambles, all of it. Absolute nonsense.
I feel like she's been thrown under the bus, really, and hasn't been given much of an option. She's not my favourite person, but I do think that she's been treated really unfairly, and I think she's probably better than what we've got coming.
How do you think she's done over the past few years?
I think she's done an impossible job that nobody would have been able to do. I don't think you can keep 49% or 51% of the country happy. And I think whoever stood and got her job at the time knew that it was going to be impossible, which is why they all backed out of it and she got stuck with it.
And you mentioned she's probably better than the potential options going forward, those names being the likes of Boris Johnson, yeah. Michael Gove. None of them take your fancy.
They scare the living daylights out of me, to be honest with you. I think that if Boris Johnson got in, it would be very dangerous, and it does scare me what would happen to the country.
Incompetent negotiator. About time somebody else have a go.
Do you think this was inevitable, as you said, the right step in order for the party to move forward? And
obviously it was inevitable, but overdue.
Really difficult job. She was never, ever going to win with this, but she was stubborn and dug in, and I think she stayed too long, so she's got to go. We need someone new.
What do you make of the potential candidates?
Possibly Michael Gove, possibly. I don't think Boris Johnson. I do like him as a character, but I think we need somebody who is a bit more balanced, and I don't think he is. We need someone to bring everybody together.